You may be wondering what a beautiful girl such as myself is doing deep in this dungeon. Maybe I was a prisoner of some horrible monster. One that tore off all of my clothes and left me covered in this goo. Why, it almost makes me look a little translucent, doesn't it? Me, a slime girl? Such things don't exist, adventurer. If I was, then even now, pheromones would be in your lungs already, driving you mad with passion. You'd become so crazed with lust that you'd drive your cock into me, and not even mind how it burned, or how you kept getting pulled deeper in. Still, if you wanted to pull off your robes, I wouldn't mind. I'm guessing you're a wizard of some kind. I've never had a wizard before. I'm quite looking forward to it. I'm so horny. That's it, my sweet morsel of a man. Take off all of those clothes and come to me. Don't resist your urges. Don't stop to think. Don't use that intelligence of yours. Just lose yourself in your animal instincts. Okay, your willpower is impressive, but also a little insulting. I have the perfect body, the perfect voice, and I'm so very willing to have you inside of me. So stop fighting it. Did you just cast a spell on me? I don't know how you managed to focus long enough to do so, but I'm impressed. Unfortunately, it didn't seem to work. I didn't take any damage. So, now that you've made your token resistance, stop fighting, sweetie. I'll just lie back here on the ground and open myself for you. All you have to do is come over here and let nature take its course. Yes, all your resistance is gone now. The pheromones have done their work, even if your magic didn't. Move over me, you delicious man, and plunge yourself into me. I can't wait to feel your cock inside of me. It's been so long. Oh, I guess I had forgotten what this feels like. Because I don't remember it feeling so good. It feels good for you, doesn't it? Even though my body is slowly starting to dissolve your... Why isn't it dissolving? It's getting even harder. That's like the opposite of what should be happening right now. Fine. I'll just wrap my arms and legs around you and envelop you. I wasn't one to play with my food too much anyway. So enjoy the feel of my limbs squeezing around you and then pulling you closer to me. And then... Well, this is the part where I'm supposed to just engulf you. But it's not working. Why isn't it working? Oh, and why is my hunger growing so strong? Oh, I've never been hungry like this before. But it's a good kind of hunger. And it's being satisfied by your cock. In your body, even though I'm not eating them. Oh, what did you do to me? Your spell did something to me. My slimy body isn't obeying me like it used to, and I can't I can't even see through it anymore. Oh, it's this disgusting light color. And not the lovely purple it was before. Oh no. Oh, you turned me into a human, didn't you? Oh, some kind of polymorph spell? That's cheating! Oh, just because I was controlling your mind with pheromones and was planning on eating you doesn't give you the right. I was very happy being a slime girl. Oh, God. Oh, but even knowing what I was, you couldn't stop yourself, though, could you? You couldn't be sure. Oh, the spell had held. This room is full of enough pheromones that you still had to try to fuck me. Oh, even if it possibly meant your death. And the ironic thing is, now that I'm human, oh, the pheromones are affecting me too. It's not hunger that I feel. Oh, it's arousal. It's horniness. Oh, God, and it's so powerful. Oh, more consuming than my hunger ever was. Oh, so don't get the wrong idea. I'm gonna give you the fucking of your life. But it's nothing personal. And then I'm gonna find a way to change back and eat you. Very, very slowly. Oh, that will definitely be personal. I can actually feel individual body parts now. Oh, my hands. Clawing at your back. Legs wrapped around you. Squeezing you tightly. Breasts. Oh, nipples. I have more sensitivity than my entire body before. Oh, and my pussy. Oh, my fully functional pussy. Engulfing you. Oh, but not to devour you. I want your cock so deep inside of me. Oh, but it also feels so good when you pull it out. Only to drive it back inside of me. I never had a real clitoris before. Oh, I love it, though. I wonder if I can keep it when I change back. Oh, it has such delightful sensations. Oh, spreading warmth and pleasure through my body. Oh, it's far better than the feeling of feeding. It just keeps building. Oh. Oh God, I'm gonna have an orgasm. Oh, but slime girls don't orgasm. We're asexual. We divide in half when we're large enough. Oh, we don't need orgasms. Oh, but I do. Oh, I need this orgasm. Oh, I need it more than anything I've ever had before. Oh, give me an orgasm flashback. Oh, and I'll consider not eating you if I change back. When? Oh, I mean when I change back. I want to be a slime girl again. Oh, God. Oh, but being a real girl for just a little bit. Oh, that's good, too. Oh, give me an orgasm. Give me an orgasm, human. Oh. Well, this is a bit awkward now. Our orgasms have given us a bit of a respite from the pheromones. And now both of us are thinking a little more clearly. I can tell you're a bit overwhelmed at the moment. It's only the polymorph spell you somehow managed to cast at the last minute that kept you from becoming my meal. But imagine how I feel. Well, I guess you know how I feel, both inside and out now. But I was speaking mentally. I was this awesome slime girl, and now I'm just some silly mortal girl. My body looks just as hot as it did before, and just as jiggly in all the right places, but I'm solid now. Well, more or less. Soft, too, where it counts. Wait! You can't go! You can't just leave me like this. There are some seriously messed up monsters in this dungeon still. I'm human now, and vulnerable. I don't know how to fend for myself. You made me this way. You've got an obligation to either turn me back, or at least show me how to be a human girl. Stuff like eating food with my mouth? Or even just walking. I've never had to walk before. I just kind of flowed. Look, I do have some nice treasures, if you'd like. Stuff that my old body couldn't digest. It's probably worth quite a bit. You can have it all if you take me with you. And I'm kind of a treasure too, aren't I? I kept my appearance when you changed me, if not my substance. I know I'm still incredibly sexy and beautiful. But I'm also some things I never was as a slime girl. I'm curious about what the world is like outside of this dungeon, of what it's like to be a human, and all the things this body can do. So take me with you, wizard. Take care of me. Now that I'm human, I probably don't eat much, but I'm definitely willing to have a lot of sex. That should count for something, right? Great. You won't regret this. I'd pack up my things, but I don't really have clothes or anything like that. But I'll show you where my treasure was and help you put it into the bag of holding I sensed on you when I was still a slime girl. I just need to stand up and... Oh! Okay. Actual legs are going to be hard to get used to. Could you maybe carry me for a bit? Or if you maybe wanted to have some more sex first, I'd be okay with that too. It's those pheromones still lingering in the room. They're making me so horny. At least, I think it's the pheromones. Maybe I'm just a really slutty human girl now. I think it'll be fun to figure that one out.